Good morning. Denny Heflin here in Ottoman at the USDA Service Center. Today I want to give you some key dates for the new 2014 Farm Bill programs that have been announced by Farm Service Agency. Farmers can now update their yield history and or reallocate base acres through February 27, 2015. Producers will be able to begin to select the program, either the Agricultural Risk Coverage, or ARC, or Price Loss Coverage, PLC, which will best fit their farming operation beginning November 17th, and that'll run through March 31st. So two steps. You can do your yield history and reallocation of bases now through February 27th. And the next step will be beginning November 17th. You can actually elect which program you want to enroll in later on. USDA has announced these key dates for farm owners and producers, as FSA does want to keep all of you well informed of the timelines and all the steps in the program sign-up process. These following dates are associated with the ARC and PLC programs. So again, September 29th through the 27th, landowners may visit their county office and update the yield and base acreage information. And beginning November 17th, producers may visit their county office and make that one-time election to either go into ARC or PLC for the 2014 through 2018 crop years. Then by mid-April 2015 through the summer of 2015, producers can actually come into the FSA office and sign contracts as we do each year for the farm program. So this will be inclusive for not only future years, but also for 2014. So that will not begin again until mid-April and until through next summer. Again, then, after that, of course, October will be the final step in this whole process, and that if the prices are low enough, that there are payments generated, those payments will begin to be made in October of 2015. USDA has created some tools to assist producers with this decision process. Farm information and seed projections that show what the ARC or PLC programs will mean for them. These tools are available at the following website, www.fsa.usda.gov/ARC-PLC. Farm owners and producers can access these resources online at their own convenience from their home computer or their mobile device at any time. Locally, of course, covered commodities for the ARC and PLC programs include barley, corn, grain sorghum, oats, soybeans, and wheat. Producers wanting more information pertaining to the Farm Service Agency Farm Bill programs may contact the Ottoman FSA office here at 900 4th Avenue in Ottoman, or you may phone us at 712-563-4261. Extension 2. As a reminder, FSA no longer emails or mails out printed newsletters to producers, but instead only electronic newsletters and bulletins are emailed to those producers who have signed up for this service through USDA's GovDelivery system. If you have not signed up for GovD and wish to be included in receiving these emails with timely program information, contact our office and we will assist you. FSA must have the form AD-2047 on file authorizing the county office to email the GovDelivery newsletters and bulletins to you. So if you have not been getting them and you wish to receive those newsletters by email, contact your local Farm Service Agency office. As a reminder, Conservation Reserve payments and ACRE, or acre payments, will begin to flow this week. The CRP payments will begin today, and the acre payments will likely begin sometime the first of next week. So be watching your bank accounts for these deposits to be made into your bank accounts. And if you haven't begun to receive them, well, you might want to give your county office a call. All transaction statements are mailed out of Kansas City, so it'll be a week or two before you actually receive those in the mail notifying you that the deposit has been made. For more information and clarification on any of FSA's programs, always feel free to contact your local FSA office. Here in Audubon, that phone number is 712-563-4261, extension 2. In Atlantic, the number is 712-243-1377, extension 2. One final note, as a reminder, remember that all FSA offices will be closed next Monday, October 13th, in observance of Columbus Day. We'll be back open for business on Tuesday morning, the 14th. For this week, this has been Denny Heflin with the USDA Report. Tune in next week at the same time for more updates from USDA. Stay safe and take your time during the harvest season.